Couple of announcements I want to highlight. As think of the activities of today, the Women's Bible Study will be continuing this evening at 7. Youth group will be at 6. Also, the ministerial has planned a community Thanksgiving service, and that will be this evening at 6 at the Lutheran Church. So that will be taking part in that. That will also have an offering, and that goes towards the benevolent fund for the ministerial. For our church, just take note that this week there is no Club Rock. Everyone will enjoy a nice break. But when we do come back, there will be a staff meeting on November 30th after Club Rock, just to check base with everyone. Also, if you have wondered or been, God has impressed upon your heart, that we still need volunteers to help. And so if you would either see me or Mark Kettlehut, I know sometimes we do have individuals gone and we do need subs to step in. We will always put people to work, but it's an opportunity that we want to make sure everyone understood. This Wednesday, we will come back together at 7 for our Thanksgiving Eve service, and we'll be taking up an offering for the Scott Oleg Miller family, for Scott. Also, coming up the 28th of the 2nd is our opportunity for Meals on Wheels, and it looked like there was a couple of days still open. And so if you have any questions, you can see me about those details. A couple of other notes to highlight. Last week, we had a love offering received for the Ehrenholz family, and some may not have been able to be here. And so if you would still like to donate to that, you can mark that on an envelope as the offering plate passes by today. As you look, we look into December, the Sunday School Christmas program coming up on the 18th. We also will be having our caroling on the 11th, and that's at 5 p.m. That's also not only singing, but also a soup and sandwich supper afterwards. It's a great time of fellowship. It's hard to believe that we are getting close to this time of year of having Christmas. Are there any other announcements I may have forgotten or forgot to highlight? Well, our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Good morning. We are to sing 561. We gather together, and we need to stand because this is the first song of the day. We are not going to do the broad third verse because it looked like I could blow a gasket right there at the end. So we'll just stick with the first three verses. 561, we gather together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning the fight we were winning, thou Lord wast at our side, all glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still a defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. Thanks for singing with me. Take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Good morning again. This is our time for praises and prayer requests, and we do have a couple to point out to you. There on your prayer list and your bulletin at the bottom, you see Sandy Sievertson's mom, Nancy. Please continue to pray for her. She is in hospice care now. And then also an additional one, Jerry and Sandra Anderson recently relocated to Miller, and they have attended our services a couple of times. And Jerry had a mini stroke this past week, so please be in prayer for Jerry. He seems to be doing better. But keep praying for them, please. The Pride of the Dakotas took off this morning to head to New York for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and Sydney's part of that group. And John and Janelle and Sarah heading out tomorrow to join them, so pray for their travels and good time in New York City for that. Any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Oh, wow. Okay. Good. Roseanne, right? So, yep. So Roseanne there in the third column under the cancer section, she was over at Mayo and got a clean bill of health, and apparently the cancer is gone. So that's a huge praise for them. Anything else today? Okay, Mike Runge, been dealing with a thyroid cancer, and now it's spread to his bones, so we can pray for him and for the doctors as they determine what to do there. Deb, sorry. Okay. Okay, so some help for Deb with Christmas on the Prairie coordination coming up quickly. Anything else? Yeah, Anita. Okay. Okay, so Anita's niece, Pamela, she is in the middle column there under the cancer section, so continue to pray for her. And you said RA also, So rheumatoid arthritis, is that what? Okay. Anything else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for your blessings that are new every morning. We thank you for your provision for our needs. We thank you for the privilege to come together to worship you, and for this season of the year as we are mindful of all the many reasons we have to be thankful. We just thank you that it's part of our calendar, that it's a designated day that causes us to pause and be intentional to give thanks for your many blessings. We thank you for safety and travels for those who have been traveling already. We pray for safe travels for Sydney and the rest of the part of the Dakota's marching band as they head to New York City, and we thank you for the opportunity they had to be part of the parade there. We pray that you'd be with John and Janelle and Sarah as they head out tomorrow. Pray that you would watch over them and pray that they would have a good time being there to be part of that as well. And we pray for all those who will be traveling in this upcoming week. We thank you for the opportunity to visit with family and friends, and we just pray for protection on the roads and in the air for those who may be traveling. We thank you as well that we have the privilege to bring our concerns and know that you are aware of them and that you will work according to your time and according to your will. We do continue to pray for Sandy's mom, Nancy, and we pray that you would be with her and be with the family. Pray for encouragement and comfort for them during this time, wisdom for her care providers. We ask you to continue to be with Anita's niece, Pam, and for the struggles that she's having. We pray for her health and just patience and perseverance and encouragement for her. We do pray for Mike Runge as well, and for this news that the cancer that he had in his thyroid has now spread to his bones, and we just pray you'd give wisdom to the doctors in knowing what they need to do to help treat that. We thank you for the good report about Roseanne and that she is apparently cancer-free, and so we thank you for intervening in her life, and we pray that you would continue to be with her and her family as well. We pray for Jerry Anderson. We thank you that he's doing better now and seemingly no serious side effects right now from the mini stroke that he had this past week, but we do ask that you would continue to heal his body, and we thank you for their family being here, part of our congregation a couple times already, and pray that they'd be able to come back and be with us again soon. And as we think about all the activities of this time of year, and we know that Christmas on the Prairie is coming up very soon, and we thank you for those who are involved in that and the organization of it, and we pray especially for Deb and her responsibilities with that. We pray that there would be someone who could come alongside and help her with taking care of all the details need to be figured out for that event. We thank you for our missionaries that we have the opportunity to support, and we're particularly mindful this month of the Weens, and we thank you for their service in Russia and the different ways that they're involved in their church and in the seminary, and we just pray for their family. We pray for their health. We pray for the circumstances in Russia right now and the situation between Russia and Ukraine in particular. We continue to be mindful of the turmoil there in Ukraine, and we pray for resolution to that conflict. We pray especially for the church in Ukraine and the opportunities that they have in the midst of this conflict to be a witness, to be an encouragement, and to help in meeting some of the physical needs of those who are dealing with the side effects of that fighting that's going on there. We thank you also for the provision for our needs and the way that you bless us and you provide for those things that we need, and we pray that you would help us to be grateful for it, to not take it for granted, and also to be generous with that which you have given to us. We pray that you would bless this offering that we're about to receive. We pray that we would steward it well and use it for the furtherance of your kingdom. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle. That was, again, for getting to hear it the second time. That was still quite pretty. I'm singing along with it in my head. You know, this is a time that we all look for things to be thankful. Not that we shouldn't look for things to be thankful for year-round, but we tend to focus a little bit more on that. And with that song, I think, with that song that she played, you know, we can think of our blessings and things that we can, things that all that happen that are good, you know, and even in the hard times, I think we can find good things to be thankful for. So let's stand together and we'll sing a few more songs here this morning.
Only one can calm the storm inside. strength gave way to the weight of guilt, till we strain for every breath. Holy One could lift our shame and make us well. And when all is finished and we face the fearsome power of death, Holy One has overcome the gates of hell. In the hands of God we will fall. Rest for the restless and the weary, hope for the sinner.
Have a seat for this last song. I was thinking here as we were singing through that of, you know, just the hope that we have and the rest that we can find by putting our trust in God. When we're down to our last, you know, we don't have anything left to give or no strength left to push, to fight. You know, he can come in and heal us and give us strength. Show us how powerful he is. I lost my train of thought here a second. We find rest when we find ourselves restless. We know that we can find our rest in Him, because if you're anything like me, I like to be kind of in control of what I got going on, and pretty soon I find myself wore out to where I got nothing, you know, no energy left to do anything, but I know where I can find rest and where I need to turn back to, where I find my hope. Where we can find healing. You know, oftentimes we'll pray for healing, and sometimes we forget that we can pray for healing. But
Heavenly Father, as we have sung these words, the reminder of the need to be a thankful people, and first and foremost, it is because of your mighty hand that before the foundations of this world began, you predestined for your Son to die, and he is indeed more precious than any commodity on this earth, than anything in all the universe. Father, we're grateful for his sacrifice on the cross, for his resurrection from the dead, his ascension at your right hand, and now intercedes on our behalf. For our time together, Father, I pray that your Spirit would have free reign in our hearts as we look into your word, as we continue to worship through this time of looking back in the past, but applying it to our lives for the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.